Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Members of Congress and my fellow Americans, our nation is back. Bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
There you go. Every president in my lifetime has gotten up there and said the state of our nation is strong, and everybody cheers and woohoo. And we move on with our lives, and I'm a pro-American. I am anti-State of the Union address, though.
Oh, my God, the cynicism. Yeah, I thought it was very powerful, very up with America.
Yeah.
Very nice, and will be remembered
for
the ages.
It will not be remembered.
The ages being today and tomorrow.
It'll barely be remembered tomorrow. If there are any takeaways that have any lasting effect, like even for a couple of days, it's introducing the hockey team. I think people remember that. I actually wanted to show that part to my kids. I think Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, their level of anger at screaming at the president sitting there was unique in State of the Union history.
Yeah, and wild-eyed with hate, screeching at him.
I think those two people, at least those two people, actually hate the country and think the world is better off without us. I think they actually believe that.
And to, yes, oh yeah, 100%, yeah. And frankly, the dominant religions in America, they'd like to do away with those too. And, of course, goes without saying, the mainstream media is ignoring that just frothing-mouthed, vitriolic screeching. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, no, they didn't. And it's, you know, please, on the editorial pages for a week. But anyway, that's to be expected.
And then the biggest moment of the night that could be remembered for many, many years, and that will probably be in every single ad you see from Republicans right before the midterms, is the stand if you're prioritizing Americans over illegals, which we'll get to in a little bit. But That was a good one. That one was clever.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. Yeah. Yeah. Historically good. Let's roll with 102, Michael. Let's up with the people, up with America.
Less than 5 months from now, our country will celebrate an epic milestone in American history, the 250th anniversary of our glorious American independence. This July 4th, we will mark 2.5 centuries of liberty and triumph, progress and freedom, in the most incredible and exceptional nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And you've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
The Gayoa, I call it. The golden age of America. Welcome to the Gayoa.
Another thing every president has said my entire life since I've been following these sorts of things. So.
Yeah, one of the dominant takes in the echo chamber, and one that I found at least somewhat persuasive, is that, you know, he touted a lot of the progress on the economy and the good stuff in the economy, which is legitimate and accurate and cool. Didn't do great at saying, I feel your pain. And it's been a frustration for me for quite a while now that Trump and his speechwriters just can't do an effective, concise job of explaining why the Democrats' policies caused the rampant inflation and that we're doing our damnedest to tamp it down now. And you can do that in like three sentences.
Yeah, I did like the portion of the speech where he talked about you guys in your affordability. You caused the affordability problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was a good thing to point out, that your giant multi-trillion dollar bills are what caused the inflation.
Yeah, yeah, they are doing a better job at that, and I'm glad, because, I mean, that's like, it's not a hammer they have, it's a nuclear bomb the Republicans have, and they just haven't wielded it very skillfully, but that's all right. Let's see, what else? Anything else you want to sprinkle in before we get to the main event?
Do we have the winning so much, you're going to be tired of the winning, which was actually pretty funny, classic Trump sort of. You're going to get sick of winning. We're winning so much. And yeah, J.D. Vance and Speaker Johnson were howling with laughter behind him. I thought that part was pretty good.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it, Michael. Yeah.
Our country is winning again. In fact, we're winning so much that we really don't know what to do about it. People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country. Until you came along, we're just always losing, but now we're winning too much. And I say, no, 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 you're going to win again. You're going to win big. You're going to win bigger than ever. And to prove that point, here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud. The men's gold medal Olympic hockey team. Come on in.
That was cool.
Wow. Love it.
As guys in the audio business, it's a little surprising that on one of the biggest audio events on planet Earth, you can't get a couple of engineers that can get a microphone and a compressor and all the different sort of things that could handle a variety of volumes without cutting out.
Dudes, it's like ABC 123. What the hell? That's an unfortunate and powerful illustration of the government at work.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. There are a lot of out-of-work radio people that could fix that problem for you, and you wouldn't have the microphone cut out.
Yeah, it'd take them 15 minutes max. Anyway, back to the Democrats who were in attendance were merely bored, resentful, and peevish until the president got to corruption in Minnesota. And by that route, immigration, we'll start with 130, Michael.
But when it comes to the corruption that is plundering, really, it's plundering America. There's been no more stunning example than Minnesota, where members of the Somali community have pillaged an estimated $19 billion from the American taxpayer. Oh, we have all the information. And in actuality, the number is much higher than that. And California, Massachusetts, Maine, and many other states are even worse. This is the kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President, J.D. Vance.
So do we know she was shouting? One of them was shouting right off the bat.
Yeah, that was Ilhan Omar. Yeah, the Somali Minnesotan.
You know something about that, Katie?
I don't know what she was yelling, but what I do know is that next, not Rashida Tlaib, but the blonde that was on the other side of her, reached over and put her hand on Omar's leg, like, to console her during that moment.
He's going after you now.
You're going to be okay.
Married.
Hey, Ilhan, where's the United States of America rank in your loyalties? About fourth place or so? That's my guess. If there is any.
I was just thinking about the State of the Union address in general. So, as it's been talked to death, it's in the Constitution, but originally it was just supposed to be a report to Congress from the executive branch, since they have the census and all that sort of stuff. Just like, here's what we know. Here are the economic numbers. Here's how many people we got. Here's the current blah, blah, blah.
We're up to 31 states, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And it over the years and time has become a political speech for whoever, whichever party has power gets to use it as a big giant platform to say, look how great we're doing. Would you get killed as a president if you came out and said, hey, look, here's the deal. The State of the Union is this. People don't have kids anymore. U.S. citizens are below replacement rate for having kids, which is a problem. We've got entitlement programs that are going broke and going to go broke faster without having more kids. And we're $5 trillion in debt right now, which is completely unsustainable. That is the real state of the union.
Yeah, interest payments on our debt are now more than our defense spending. So we're in serious trouble.
Just no chance of anybody ever coming out and saying that?
There's no constituency for that.
Isn't that crazy?
Including right now. You're bringing me down. Come on. Rah, rah. Yay, yay. Everything's great. Yeah, it's crazy.
So you and your wife and kids.
Yes, yes.
You and your wife and kids are going to, I mean, mathematically, you're going to lose your house next year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you change your ways. And all kinds of other huge problems.
And your cars.
Like
yes,
the basement is currently filling with water and getting deeper as you talk. And you just say, the family has never been better than it has ever been today. And everybody cheers.
This is a golden age for our family. Yes. Yes.
I'm not blaming Trump for that because no party or president is going to do that. But it's pretty silly that we don't.
You are plainly blaming Trump. And while Jack wants to Trump bash, I want to seal the borders. Michael, clip 132, please.
The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings those problems right here to the USA, and it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates, rent, taxes, and perhaps most importantly, crime. We will take care of this problem. We're going to take care of this problem. We are not playing games. Delilah.
The first two-thirds of that, the cultural stuff especially, is 100% correct. And any honest political scientist or sociologist would tell you that. That's 100% correct. But that caused the squad to just boil. That's when the eyes got wild and the spittle was flying from the mouths of Tlaib and Omar and others. And that's when Trump set the trap. 135.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe. So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I gotta believe that segment there, 80% of America agreed with, if not 90%.
And listen to the unhinged screaming.
So how interrupting do you have to be before you get the gavel and they say, hey, you gotta shut up. This is the State of the Union address. The president speaks and you listen. That's what it is.
Yeah, that absolutely could have happened, but Trump loved it.
He can handle it very, very well. And
No, I think it's beyond that. I think he likes it. He likes to be seen in the face fighting those people.
Well, and I think that's a net positive. That little episode there was definitely a net positive for Trump in the jump. But I would think that was violating whatever rules they have there in the House.
Oh, yeah. 100%, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So, who's got the gavel? It's the Speaker of the House. So somebody made the decision of let him go. They're hanging.
Yeah.
Let's give them as much rope as they want.
Let him strum, to quote little Anderson Cooper. Final thought, we had to edit that for length, but if you didn't see it, when he said, stand up if you believe this, the Republicans roared and roared and clapped and clapped for a full 60 seconds as the Democrats sat there glowering. Oh, it was such good political theater.
Unwilling to say they prioritize American citizens over illegals. That's crazy! That is crazy town! That is so nuts!
Yes, it is. And Trump put him on the train to Crazy Town and made him get off and wave to the citizens.
And
it was brilliant.
They bought a first-class ticket with a smile on their face. Okay, what did you think of that? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know that chair you sit in for the game and somehow wake up in hours later? That's the Zecliner by FlexSteel. This isn't just a recliner. It's a sleep chair built for real comfort. The Zecliner smoothly reclines into a zero-gravity position, giving you the support you need whether you're watching the late game, taking a quick nap, or sleeping through the night. FlexSteel combines the comfort of a premium recliner with ergonomic support designed for long periods of rest, not just sitting. From your head and shoulders to your legs and lower back, the Zecliner is built to help your body relax the right way. It's perfect for movie nights, overnight guests, or anyone who wants the flexibility of a chair that truly does more. And because it's flex steel, you get durable craftsmanship, smooth motion, and lasting quality you can count on. Watch in it, relax in it, sleep in it. The Flex Steel Zecliner. Your seat, your sleeper, your comfort zone. Find it at FlexSteel retailers nationwide at zecliner.com/Dan Patrick.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We love representing our country. We love wearing those colors. Like Dylan said, we learn about it from a young age. You know, we're allowed to live out our dream because of the military, the people that serve, the first responders. And, you know, it's just an incredible country. You know, it's the best country in the world.
That's one of your gold medal winning hockey players effusive about loving this country, which bothers some people, which makes you a weirdo. And that moment of bringing the hockey players out last night, everybody cheering, was great. My assumption is, I don't know these guys, but I assume that if Barack Obama had called into the locker room or Joe Biden, they would have been just as excited that the president called them, and they would have also said yes and come and visited the State of the Union address, having been invited. Sure. It didn't have anything to do with the politics, but a lot of attention is being pointed at the New York Times and other publications, the way they're handling this whole thing. Here's the senior writer for The Athletic, and that is the New York Times sports, their own sports thing, so it's a big deal. New York Times Athletic, Jerry Brewer wrote, "The U.S. men's hockey team won gold and then lost the room. A column on fragile, fleeting unity and a historic team that let its moment drift into political manipulation." All right, that's the way you see it.
Yeah.
Also being pointed out by Rich Lowry of the National Review, how they handled the hockey team versus the way they handled Eileen Gu, who freaking competed for our main enemy on Earth, the Chinese.
And one of the most evil, repressive regimes on Earth.
So their story about her was, Eileen Gu was the highest earner at the 2026 Winter Olympics. The scientist, politician, skier, model, and student is like a magician. The audience dazzled by her mastery, but somewhat irked by how she does it, our columnist writes. Then their story about the hockey team. U.S. men's hockey stars, Jack and Quinn Hughes, responded to what Jack called the backlash the team has faced surrounding their post-Olympic call with President Trump and his comments about the U.S. women's team. So they turned that into a political story. The United States winning the gold medal in hockey. The woman competing for the Chinese was just her scientist, politician, skier, model, and student. Dazzling Americans, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
How do you do that?
So cuddling up to Xi Jinping, good.
And not political at all. No reason to bring politics into that.
Accepting the congratulations of the President of the United States, bad, according to The Athletic and The New York Times.
And okay. Clearly politics need to be injected into that story.
Right, exactly. Okay. We know who you are.
How frustrating is that?
Makes you want to pound on their heads.
With hockey sticks.
Well, if I have one handy, yes.
Yeah. We got more on the way. If you miss a segment, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank. Building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It worked? What's the matter? They can't read the pizza tracker through their monocle?
He's not wrong.
Domino's, where does it rank in terms of your chain cheap pizzas? Katie,
you look
like you have an opinion.
I'm a huge fan of Domino's.
You like Domino's? I haven't had Domino's in a very long time. I might try that next pizza.
Have they had a noticeable improvement in quality in recent years, or what?
Yeah,
or
I would say
always
so.
Always been reasonably consistent.
I would say it's gotten better, and they started offering, like, my favorite's the pan pizza.
Oh, it's so good.
You prefer them to round table? Or the hut?
For the price, I prefer them to round table, yes.
Hugely different price point than round table.
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't know.
Or at least, I don't order Domino's because I'm better than you, but back when I did, I know that was...
I don't know. I thought they were equivalent. They're not?
No, round table's more expensive.
Oh, okay, well, I'll put my pinky out when I talk about round table.
Then. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It might be twice as much,
How cheap is Domino's? Like, real cheap?
Yeah.
I got two teenagers to feed. Okay, we're going. That's what we're doing tonight, I guarantee you.
Hey, and they got the coops.
There you
so
go.
Many coupons.
Yeah, normally we make people buy advertising. What is happening here? Did the two of you get together and sell out to Domino's?
I'm just
saying. This is outrageous.
Single full-time dad trying to figure out how to feed my kids. That's all I am.
Oh, outrageous. Oh, speaking of which, just very briefly. Off the air, we were talking about that obnoxious editorial in The Athletic, the New York Times, about how the hockey team had dropped the ball, which is a sucky sports metaphor, too stupid. But how, you know, by cozying up to Trump, they'd ruined the unity of the country. But it's just gratuitous. It was one-sided, unfair, ridiculous.
Yeah, probably had a welcome home with its audience, though. I'm guessing a lot of New York Times readers felt that way. Huh, I liked watching the hockey team win, but it got completely ruined that they didn't immediately, when Donald Trump called into the locker room, say, yeah, what about the people you murdered in Minnesota, and hung up on him?
Right.
Like, that's what was supposed to happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I've had a refreshing experience recently of talking to quite a few people who don't follow politics at all. And they have no idea that any of this stuff is going on.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't even cross their minds that if the hockey team wins the gold medal, that there's anything wrong with the president calling and talking to him. Wouldn't even think about it.
Of course not, because there's not. Anyway, here's something nobody wants. Great piece by Bill Galston about America's large and deepening budget deficit. We're in a hole and we're still digging.
I don't want to hear bad news. Blah, la, 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 la. Fingers in my ears. La, 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 la.
Here are a couple of exhibits to break through the la-la-las of America. The administration asked for a 54% cut in appropriations for the EPA. It got 4%. It asked for a 41% reduction for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Got 1%. Asked for a 28% cut from Health and Human Services and got almost nothing. And he writes, there's no reason to believe next year's proposed cuts will fare any better. We need another $500 billion for defense, but they won't cut anything. And then I will leave it alone, I promise. The CBO issued its budget predictions for the next decade. Federal deficit, nobody cares about that. The federal debt, which stands at more than $30 trillion, will soar to $56 trillion by what year? 2036. It will go from 100% of our GDP to 120%. And this year, interest payments on the federal debt will be more than $1 trillion, which is larger than the defense budget. That's just the interest, friends.
And that 120% of your GDP number stuff, no country or entity has ever done that and survived, ever in the history of the world.
Our government is turning the greatest economic country in the world into France. Partly because they're responding to what voters ask. That is all I will say.
Well, I got one more question. What were they predicting for the yearly deficits? Because I'm amazed how we've just accepted these trillion a year is perfectly okay.
$1.9 trillion for this year. Oh, that's virtually $2 trillion.
Almost $2 trillion overspent for the year.
It will rise to $3.1 trillion per year in overspending by 2036. And that's the assumption is if the trends continue, but as the previous part of the article pointed out, no matter how hard you try, one branch or the other says, no, the trends will continue.
Imagine if you as a family spent significantly more than you make every year and just kept thinking, well, you know, we probably ought to do something about this, but.
Yeah. Yep. So moving along, because it's depressing and makes everybody angry, this is a funny story, but at the end, Jack. There's a twist.
Mm.
So here's this 37-year-old tax economist. Alan Cole is his name. He puts all of his life savings into one of those prediction markets. In this case, it was, what the heck's the name of this market? It's got a funny name. I'll hit on it in a second. You'll hear. But anyway, he came across a bet that Elon Musk and Doge would fail to cut the federal budget. There were actually a handful of bets, but that were all kind of similar. But the main one was that in all four quarters of 2025, the federal government would spend more than it spent the previous year, and that Doge would essentially fail completely. Kalshi is the website, Kalshi Prediction Market. And he won.
And you can actually bet on these things, and they actually pay off.
Yeah, because you're betting against other people, and you're not betting against the house in these prediction markets.
I feel like I would have been in agreement with this guy. Yeah, I would expect that we're going to spend more all four quarters.
Yeah, but this guy who's like a hardcore tax geek, he put his life savings into this. He risked $342,000. He made $128,000 of profit. By winning this bet.
Hmm.
All right. You ready? You ready for the twist? Mr. Cole will incur capital gains taxes on the money he removed from the investments to make the wager. And he missed some stock market gains. He'll also pay top rate on the taxes on the winnings. Oh, a high rate on the taxes. So a lot of it's going back to the government. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, golly.
So he took money early out of his investments or took money out of his investments to do the bet? Okay. He's a tax guy. He should have known that was.
Well, he still ended up profiting.
Yeah.
One could argue that the risk to gain was a little out of whack, but he won. So what the heck? He knew what he was doing. He won. A couple of trends, allegedly, that make me want to either pluck my eyes out or burn the world down, or I don't know.
How would plucking your eyes out help the situation?
Just as a show of my frustration. Katie, this one kind of goes out to you. I've got another one coming up that really makes me want to commit mass murder, but I'm not a man of violence, so I'm not going to. I never would.
Makes me want to commit mass murder. All right.
We're going to start with this one, though. Here's your headline. Makeup, like makeup for gals' faces, right?
Rouge, sort of lipstick, etc.
Nobody says rouge, Jack. Not since like 1960s.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Eyeliner.
Makeup. Blush, I think we call it these days.
Okay. Do we? I don't know.
I do drag shows on the weekend, so I'm up. Makeup has a trendy new customer with money to spend. 6-year-olds.
Oh.
All right. Now I'm going to pluck my eyes out. Don't know what it would do, but I don't.
Six-year-old little girls.
That's right. Yes. Now we have kindergartners painting their faces like the horrors of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Wow.
For what reason?
Maybe I'll dial that one back next time we talk about it.
How was kindergarten and why are you dressed like a whore?
Oh, my God.
Of Gomorrah.
What?
Katie, I think we interrupted you.
Seems
you were going to say something reasonable.
Yeah,
sensible.
But How is this happening? Where are the parents, and why? I have so many questions.
Well, and one of my favorite aspects of the headline is, makeup has a trendy new customer with money to spend. 6-year-olds. No, they effing don't have money to spend. What do you mean?
The whole thing is stupid.
Nice job tying your shoes. You look like a whore. It just doesn't seem appropriate.
Again, I might soften that when addressing an actual child. Courtney Bowers always knew that one day her daughters would ask to wear makeup. She didn't expect it would happen at 6 years old. Initially, she balked. I don't want my daughter to think that makeup or anything else is what makes you beautiful, said the mother of four who lives outside of Pittsburgh. After serious consideration and discussions about character, kindness, and that all that matters is that we're loved by God, she acquiesced and bought makeup
for
her little children.
God. Okay.
Her daughter, Emmy, now wears it blush and eyeshadow to church, your birthday parties, and school events. It's for her to feel fancy, not to feel beautiful, she said.
Yeah. What age is okay for girls to start wearing makeup? I don't have daughters, so I don't know this.
Says Priscilla Chung, the founder of Klee Naturals, which is a big brand among way prepubescent makeup consumers who have money to spend. Girls see their sisters, moms, and aunts putting on makeup and want to mimic. It's fun. Okay. It's harmless. It's a bonding experience.
Gotcha.
I believe I was allowed lip gloss and mascara at 13, I think, was because all of my friends were wearing it. But I wasn't allowed any of, like, the heavy makeup until I was, I think, a senior in high school.
Priscilla Chung, founder of Klee Naturals, who has a giant mansion in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like Minneapolis, St. Paul's, kind of Twin Cities thing. All right.
That's sad.
Should I get to the one that made me want to commit mass murder? We don't really have time for this,
though. Okay. I do want to get to Bill Gates' confession to his foundation. I guess he felt like he needed to do, for some reason, admitting to a couple of affairs while he was married to a big crowd yesterday. Interesting move. Wonder why he felt like he had to do that. Anyway,
go ahead.
What he said is pretty interesting. We got that and other stuff on the way. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Nothing's more important than protecting who you love from harm, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who trust SimpliSafe to protect their homes.
Traditional home security systems wait until after a break-in to react. SimpliSafe is a smarter way.
True, their Active Guard outdoor protection uses advanced AI-powered security cameras paired with live monitoring agents to keep watch over your home 24/7.
If someone suspicious approaches your home, the agents can see it, speak to them directly, and even call the police all in real time.
Monitoring plans are affordable, starting at just around $1 a day, and there are no contracts to lock you in, and no fees if you need to cancel.
Plus, with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, you can be sure SimpliSafe is the perfect fit for you.
U.S. News & World Report named SimpliSafe a best home security system 5 years in a row.
Protect your home today and enjoy 50% off a new SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So Microsoft founder and super rich guy Bill Gates admitted to his foundation yesterday that he had a couple of affairs while he was married. A couple of Russian chicks. We can get into the details in hour three. But to me, it really shows what the whole Epstein thing was, with the blackmailing and the power over some of the most powerful people on Earth. And we'll get into that in hour three.
Actual blackmailing? Interesting.
Threats of blackmailing, yes, which is the same as blackmailing if you get into it.
Oh, my. Well, sure, yeah, exactly. But first, we give you the viral sensation, the song, Do I Have Gay Cats?
I want to know if my cats are gay or if they are brothers. I want to know if they love each other or if they are lovers. Do I have gay cats? I want to know if my cats are gay. Do I have gay cats? If they are gay, then that's okay. Do I have gay cats? Gay cats. Gay cats.
Yes, you made the point.
That was better than I imagined it would be.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it. That's great. I hate to analyze humor because, you know, it kills the humor. That was precisely dumb enough. That's why it's so funny. Oh, that's great. Oh, speaking of music, I had a lovely experience. I'd forgotten it was the State of the Union last night. Not that it matters. They record them these days. And Judy and I had waited too long to buy tickets to see the Vienna Boys Choir.
Oh.
Which is in my part of the world right now. And
Vienna Boys Choir. I've heard of it. I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah. It's musically, it's amazing. It's these little fellows who are ages, I don't know,
Unix?
8 to 13. Unix these days. No, we don't do that anymore. But they have these amazing voices, and they sing just wonderful music, from like Austrian folk songs to classical pieces to their encore song was hilarious. It was, spoiler alert.
Was it the Do We Have Gay Cats song? Did they sing that?
It was, and everybody busted out. No, it was actually the song I Want to Be Like You from the Jungle Book movie, the original Disney movie, which they accompanied themselves with kazoos and reminding you that they're little kids. And it was fantastic.
How many people is it in the Vienna Boys Choir? Is it
They actually have four performing groups of a couple of dozen.
Okay.
Each. But anyway, the really interesting part of it was we'd waited too long to buy tickets, and so a friend of ours who's a member of the organization that sponsored it said, hey, we need ushers. Why don't you volunteer to be an usher, and then you can watch the show from, like, the back row, which is fine. It's in a big church. Not like a mega church, but a big church. and so Judy and I, we went to a meeting, then we showed up an hour and a quarter early and got our marching orders and our sections and blah, 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 and we were ushers for the whole night, before and after, and it ended up being great, helping people to their seats, helping lots of old folks to their seats, folks who had walkers, and I would help them to their seats, and my mom had Parkinson's for years, and helping her up and down and in and out and that sort of thing I got pretty good at. And it reminded me very much of caring for my mom. Helping some of these old gals, especially, to their seats. And then I would put a quick write-out, a tag on their walker, and the walkers couldn't stay in the auditorium for fire safety reasons, blah, blah. So I'd run them out to the lobby and put them in a special storage area.
You were a conscientious rusher.
Then I would have to run back after and get it for them and stuff like that. And they seemed touched, which is nice. But Judy loved it, too, and it reminded us, this is not original wisdom by any means, there's much more joy in serving others than serving yourself. It's hard to describe why it was so much fun and just satisfying, but it was. It was lovely.
So are you going to continue this whole usher career, you think, now that you've kind of taken a liking to it?
Yeah, I'm just going to turn up places because we got a badge that said usher. I sent it out to the crew. I'll tweet it in my black pants and my white shirt. I'm just going to start showing up at places.
Well, just in ushering general, people. If you don't have tickets.
Movie theaters.
What other menial labor would you be willing to do if something is sold out? Would you clean ashtrays or take the trash out afterwards? Or
I'd rather not clean the toilets just because, you know, getting up and down from my knees is kind of tough at this point in my life.
Oh, really? That concert sold out? I'll clean the toilets for you.
Yeah.
Right after
what do you
the
need?
Show.
Sell popcorn? As long as I can go and watch it. No. But I'm going to go to movie theaters and just in my black and white outfit and my usher pin and say, folks, where's your seat? What section are you in? They're like, it's a movie theater.
Sir, what are you doing here? I have experience. Excuse me.
I'm going to need you to pipe down.
I have ushed before, so I know what I'm doing.
Joe Getty, volunteer usher. Show up at church services right this way, folks. They're like, what is happening? I like to ush.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice, though. And the music was exquisite. It was a lovely evening. Then I came home and watched the State of the Union address.
2 hours long.
Part of it. And had my mood crushed.
How old are the boys in the boys' choir? They're all under adults?
Like I said, like 8 to 13-ish.
Okay,
because
so
the
kids.
Minute your voice starts to change, gonzo.
That's why units are a good idea.
I know. Because once you get them trained up, they can stay in the choir.
It's the advantage of eunuchs.
I'm 44 years old, and I'm still an alto. Right, like Michael Jackson. Well, I'll write him a letter and suggest that.
Oh, Bill Gates' apology and other things coming up in Hour 3. If you don't get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
For over a century, FlexSteel has crafted seating with our signature Blue Steel Spring technology, delivering durability and ultimate comfort to enhance your everyday. From living rooms to bedrooms, our designs blend style with innovation to create furniture that feels as good as it looks and lasts for years to come. With a wide range of styles, fabrics, and finishes, FlexSteel makes it easy to find pieces that reflect your personal taste while withstanding all of life's moments. Thoughtful design, quality materials, and trusted construction come together to deliver comfort you can count on.
FlexSteel is designed to create cohesive, comfortable spaces throughout your home. Whether you're relaxing after a long day, hosting friends, or spending time with family, FlexSteel is built in style to support you. From movie nights to quiet mornings, our pieces are made to hold up and hold memories for generations. Find furniture for every room in your house. Live your lifestyle. Browse our selection and find your local retailer today. Visit FlexSteel.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.